The Tenants from Hell. You know the oft-told story of the way our lives began, from simplest cells to humans, an impressive earthly span. As life with fins on legs and wings the planet did explore, each species true to purpose, enough to live, no more. Fulfillment was existence, at one, in unique niche. One day those early humans left caves and now eat quiche. Each generation blossomed, invention paved the way, as confidence befell them, traditions slipped away. Farewell to simple living, cooperative, at ease. Our path, our evolution, would influence, appease. A turn, a change of outlook, farewell to ways of old, as the silently appealing yet unseen force took hold. Intent upon temptation, they flocked to join the queue. Achievement, life of promise, the materialistic view. The delight in sudden mantra, oh really, what's it worth? The novelty of value had landed here on earth. The bait of growing prospects led voracious human minds whose sense of self erupted to seek all they could find. Less wisdom, depth and consequence, instead the love of more. All hail financial motives with money to adore. On it goes, endemic, no purpose, merely more, intent on easy living with leisure to the fore. Well then, does it matter? What harm today is done, with profit as achievement, consumption on the run? Reflect on evolution, our treatment of our home, as qualities once human in separation roam. The thought, what of our purpose within this universe, now held by shallow motives that are tricky to reverse? If the spirit that is human would selfless love possess, cooperate, live simply, find joy in having less, then ponder on our presence and all with whom we share to nurture loving consciousness, responsible and fair. It's time to change direction, to ring the warning bell and ditch our reputation as the tenants bringing hell.